A lot of questions. First of all, where do we stand with this whole $6 million miss? How quickly will the salary cap deal get done so we can get all the deals official?
I think you'll see it resolved in the next 24 hours. It sounds like a lot. It's really not. It has not so much to do. As you know, the salaries that the amount of money that they're allowed to pay players the following year is based on the revenues of the previous year, and there's a formula that they use for that. The bean counters from the players union have a dispute on how the bean counters from the league came up with the figure. They should be able to resolve this rather quickly.
Lousy, stinking bean counters. Okay, let's talk first about Chris Webber, still unsigned, but it could be that as soon as tonight he's going to stay right in Sacramento where he said he was bored all the time.
I would expect that, having been told that we are going to get an announcement before midnight or at midnight tonight, East Coast time, that we're going to find out what Chris is going to do. And based on that timetable, I would expect that he's going to announce that he's signing with Sacramento. I know he's made a tremendous amount of effort to get a sign-and-trade arranged so that he could go to an Eastern Conference power, New York, Orlando, and Indiana being those teams that he tried to hook up with. Simply too difficult to get done. Sacramento hasn't been cooperative. I think ultimately we're going to hear that unless he's willing to take a huge pay hit, he's going to be back in Sacramento.
And I think that's the one thing that nobody's really willing to do. Okay, let's talk about Mitch Richmond. He goes to L.A., coming off a pretty poor year for him. What does he give the Lakers, and does he have enough to help them get to that third straight title?
Well, they needed some more perimeter scoring and perimeter shooting, particularly from the three-point range, and he's going to give them that. He's also a veteran that has all-around skills. He ought to be able to fit in that triple post well. And, you know, with Shaquille O'Neal behind you, whatever defensive lapses you may have, that covers up for a lot. So physically, he's not the same guy that he once was, but the Lakers have long respected and coveted him. They're getting him a little late in his career, but he still should fit in very nicely.